Any questions? Alderman Dandrea.
I'd like to hear from the city attorney or yourself, Mr. Mayor, in regards to what is the initial resolution so the public understands it. I understand it's a 40-day extension, but I want to make sure that we are not imposing any undue additional restrictions on businesses or individuals' rights.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney, you want to address that?
The original proclamation declaration by the mayor occurred on, I believe, March 16, and the Common Council ratified that proclamation on March 17th. Those are the primary purposes and components in the initial approvals. And just to summarize, the City of Franklin Fire Chief, as the City of Franklin Emergency Manager, shall implement the City of Franklin Emergency Operations Plan, coordinate the city's response to the existing emergency, and coordinate with county and state emergency management personnel as required by law. The City of Franklin Director of Health and Human Services Health Officer, as an incident commander for the public health emergency, will serve in conjunction with the emergency manager and shall serve as the public information officer during this term of emergency, which in part is what you saw this evening. And so they are daily and nightly dealing with the ongoing concerns of public health, safety, and welfare under these current times. And one of the amendments thereto also authorized the mayor, and that would have been, well, in one of the subsequent amendments, authorized the mayor to, under current times, efficiently function the governmental needs, such as immediately needed funding and payments for COVID-19 related costs occurring and things along those lines. It also, one of the amendments also provided for public attendance at Common Council, Plan Commission, and other meetings in the City of Franklin by electronically or by way of telephone viewing and listening, as well as allowed for participation and attendance by board, commission, and committee members and Common Council members by way of telephone or electronic means. So those are the primary purposes of the proposed continue this program for another 40 days.
So, City Attorney, so if we, does this keep us in a better position in case of obtaining funding through the federal government, through the COVID plan? I mean, if we would elect not to go, does it hinder our opportunity to get federal funding?
I have no specific information. Finance and the health department have been working with federal and state available funding. I have no specific information in that regard, but on common information thought process, I dare say that if there's an application for some form of other governmental level funding to be made to the city and it's emergency related, one might think that there should be a continuation of the COVID-19 emergency.
If you're not under an emergency declaration, you can't ask for emergency funds.
I'm just asking the question so the general public hears the answer.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
And if we may continue along those lines, could we clarify why the order is being extended for 40 days versus a 30 or a 60.
Because that's how it started. The initial one was 40 days, and then there was an amendment in May to extend another 40 days till 11:59 p.m. this evening. So the thought was to stay consistent.
Thank you.
Anyone else? And if we didn't do this, I'd have to hang up the phone on Alderman Wilhelm and Mayor. At midnight. Okay. Is there a motion to adopt a resolution, to amend a resolution in ratification of a proclamation declaring a public health emergency in response to the coronavirus disease 2019 COVID-19 as amended, to extend the time period of the public health emergency for 40 days?
I make that motion.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Madam Clerk, let's do a roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Let's move back in the order of business to item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of June 16th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E is organizational businesses. Motion for separate action? Daniel Duchniak, Board of Water Commissioners, Janice Cohen, Parks Commission. Is there a motion?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer. Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Were you petting a dog, Dan? Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. G1 is the consent agenda. Any action, any motion for separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have G2 taken care of. G3, authorization to execute a contract with Maxim Healthcare Staffing Services with Mr. City Attorney has an additional language. And Mr. City Attorney.
Suggest that the motion be the suggested motion on the action sheet and to add subject to minor and technical changes approved by the health officer and the mayor, city clerk, and director of finance and treasurer are additionally authorized to execute the agreement.
That's our motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Hanneman.
I just have a question before Courtney. Will these contractors be working on site or will they be working remotely?
They will be on site here. So we'll be able to offer technical assistance for them as well as they get trained and up to speed. But we're looking to bring on two disease investigators and two contact investigators.
And do you feel with the current workload that you have now that's sufficient?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. G4 is to authorize the Director of Health and Human Services, this is on page 57, to move forward to upgrade of software expressions for eligibility module and to allow a signing of a contract with Waystar Clearinghouse.
So move.
Second.
Mr. City Attorney has additional language.
Again, suggest motion be the motion on the action sheet and to add subject to minor and technical changes approved by the health officer and the mayor, city clerk, and director of finance and treasurer are additionally authorized to execute the agreement.
Including those changes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next is a concept review for a multifamily residential development, 336 units, 21 two-story apartment buildings, roughly where we know the horseshoe land on the Rawson Avenue off-ramp on Loomis Road. Gentlemen, want to join us? And do we have another, HDMI cable, don't we? I'm certain we do. No, we don't want to do that. That causes more problems than it's worth. I think in the second drawer, there's an HDMI cable. Oh, there's one right on the table.
Oh, there you go.
And why are we getting that screen?
He's shy.
The Ohio State intern?
The.
They may be red, but we don't like them.
Red and white, not red and gray.
It, when it senses, there's a little circuit in the. Now it should switch. You go to HDMI. Yes. DisplayPort cable. Different connector. And it's looking. It was on a weird screen.
Okay, good to go.
It's all yours.
Okay, well, thank you for the time tonight. Okay, please.
Concept reviews for us is just as it's described, it's a concept review.
Okay.
You're here to take our temperature and feel for our, how we kind of feel about the project.
Great.
We're not going to tell you yes or no, but get a feel for how we feel about it.
Appreciate it.
You're not to imply a vote here because there is none. And so that's the legal part that Jesse's going to look at me. So thanks for saying that. We will be frank with you. So take that for what it's worth. We're going to ask you questions and we're going to interrupt. So, and please be as brief. And push the button so it goes green. There you go. And yours is not.
Okay.
And give us your name and address. Give us your name and address for the record.
Okay. All right. So I don't need to press any buttons.
You're good.
All right. I'm Chris Alexander. I'm with Watermark Residential. And my address is 111 Monument Circle, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Alderman and Alderwoman, for allowing us the time to come in and present our concept to you here this evening. I am here with Garrett Linville. I am the head of our region, the Midwest region for Watermark Residential. Garrett is our development manager, and he heads up what we hope to be this project here in Franklin. And we are also here with Andrew Hauer, as we mentioned, our development intern from The Ohio State University. So that is our team here tonight.
On Wisconsin.
There we go. So we appreciate very much the opportunity to come in and present this opportunity. We know it does present some challenges, but we are very excited about talking to you about this. So what we wanted to do is tell you a little bit about what we're thinking here. But we thought we'd start with telling you a little bit about who we are as a company and what we do, where we develop, and then we'll get into a little bit more about some specifics about what we envision here and why we like it. So first of all, in terms of Watermark, you see our two founders up there, John Thompson and Paul Thrift. They founded our company back in 1986 when they were in college, and they actually founded our division in 2008, probably the worst time ever to found a company. But our division, Watermark Residential, which only does Class A multifamily, was founded in 08, and since then, we've done 42 projects in 18 states, and I'll show you a map here in a few minutes of where we've developed. So although we're based in Indianapolis, we've done the majority of our work outside of our home state. We haven't done anything in Wisconsin yet, but we sure hope to, and as the head of this Midwest region, it is certainly my intent to continue to move north into Wisconsin, and this would be our first project. We are an integrated company, so what that means to us is we have a construction company, we construct our own product. We have our own property management firm, so we manage our own product. And currently we have 4,000 units under property management across the country. Within our we have a goal right now. We manage 4,000 units, and certainly where where it makes some sense, we will sell units. But we have a goal by 2025 to hopefully own and manage somewhere in the range of about 8,000 to 10,000 units. So our long term goal is to own and manage. And in a market like this, I would compare it to something like Denver, where we started out there 6-7 years ago with nothing, and we're now getting ready to start our ninth project. And those are all, projects that we have started from ground up and manage and own, and I would envision a similar concept here. It makes sense for us from an economies of scale standpoint to not just build one project, but to build multiples and manage multiples to be able to get that economy. So that's what I would envision here. But it's hard to predict that here right now. We got to get our first one off the ground for sure. We get that question a lot, but what I can tell you is we manage a lot, and that's definitely a large part of our business. This is our culture, and I just throw that up there, not necessarily to do anything, but just to show you that, look, we're focused on communities where we can make a positive impact. And there are a few things that really excited us about this market and this project. We really loved the energy of the Baseball Commons in particular. In our market, we have a project down there, a place called Grand Park. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's very similar to what you have here at Baseball Commons, which has grown into a very large regional sports park with a lot of youth sports, and there's a lot going on there and a lot of growth happening around it, and we're excited by that, and we feel like that could be a really neat thing to be a part of, and it seems like that's just starting here. And so that energy for us is really exciting. We love the retail that could be coming along with that in addition to what you already have, and just a lot of things that normal multifamily developers look for, the job story and the growth of the population, all those things are exciting to us about this market, and that's why we like it. Maybe flip to the, here's a couple of images, and Garrett will get into a little bit more about some of the things we do in terms of the product, but as I mentioned, all we do is Class A product. That's all we've done since 2008, the 42 projects that we've completed. We've got 9 under construction right now, and in 2 years when those are done, we'll have completed our 50th. But it's all Class A, so you'll see on those images that he'll show you resort style amenities, and it's all about making it a resident experience that will keep them make it not just an apartment but a community. And again, as I mentioned earlier, and I'll try to be brief here, as you mentioned here, but here's the map which shows the locations across the country where we've developed. Again, 18 different states, 42 locations, and again, there's 9 currently under construction right now. So with that here, I'll turn it over to Garrett, and he can get into a little bit more detail on the product that we envision.
Can you guys hear me okay through the mic?
Yeah, pull a little.
Okay. Does that work a bit better? Awesome. So I'll talk a bit more about the products that we were able to offer and what we're proposing specifically on this site. So first, we offer a variety of products, from 4-story down to 2-story. And so here's just an example of a 3-story structure here, just to show you a picture and walk through some of the product that we've offered across the country. This includes, multiple lobbies, no long corridors, they're all direct access lobbies, walkout balconies and porches, spacious open floor plans, all Class A. And then additionally, we offer a two-story product. So over the last 10 years, multifamily housing has been trending towards a lifestyle for apartments and less of a necessity to live in an apartment. And so with that, it's been trending more towards a single-family feel. And so with that, we've carefully designed this two-story product, which is specifically what we're proposing here. And so everybody has their own front door. There are no long corridors. There are no shared access ways. Everybody would be able to walk directly into their own front door and straight into their unit, and they would see none of their neighbors if they did not want to. Additionally, these units have access to direct access garages that would be on the first floor, and then they would be able to walk straight from their garage, park their car out of it into their respective unit. Each of these is met with walkout balconies, ease of access to the ground floor with puppy porches and things like that, or for people who have animals and dogs. Premium interior finishes, aesthetic appearance and design. We bring a professional architect with us to every single project to match the vernacular of each municipality that we're looking in and design the building to accommodate and augment the communities that we're a part of. So just to talk a bit about some of the community features that we offer for all of our tenants. So as Chris had mentioned, we have professionally decorated clubhouses, TVs, kitchens, business centers, coffee bars, gaming dens, movie lounges. On top of that, we have site-wide Wi-Fi that would allow everyone to kind of travel with their mobile devices or their laptops throughout the community and connect whenever they see fit. We have 24-hour state-of-the-art fitness centers. I actually lived in one of our communities for a number of years. And
I can tell Garrett was pointing that out. Or
no, sir. Don't like Bark Parks?
No, not quite. Yeah, we'll find out later.
Yeah. We're writing that down as a question.
Yeah.
I told you we'd interrupt you.
And so on top of that, we offer resort-style swimming pools with cabanas, hammocks, gas grills, sand volleyball courts, the whole nine yards. On top of that, potentially Bark Parks.
optional
Bark Parks in our communities. And
that was a good recovery.
And beyond that, you know, we tend to lean on the community that we're a part of and look to the market and see what people are looking for here. So community gardens, fitness trails, sport courts, depending on where the market is, we'll alter our landscape and amenity plan to fit that community. And so on top of that, some of our properties are gated access. We do have always 24-hour emergency maintenance, and we actually do have valet trash and recycling services, so you don't have to walk across the property to go find a dumpster, and you don't have to find that in the middle of the night. There will be somebody who will pick up the trash from your front door and take it over there for you. So I'm going to walk you through just a couple of pictures, and I know we'll be brief on this. These are some of our clubhouses and community features, so stop me if you have any questions.
How many pools are you looking at? Let's say this would go as proposed.
Pools for the site here?
Yeah, if it goes as proposed, one pool more, I mean, I'm just...
We would do one large resort-style pool with all the bells and whistles.
Okay.
These are a few pictures of the interiors of our clubhouses and the game rooms and coffee bars. With the work from home, as of late, we've seen a ton of use out of these spaces. No, we, yeah, exactly.
BYOB.
BYOB. You can rent out the spaces for events, but there's nothing provided by us. Center.
And you have 24-hour on-site management at
we
each
do.
Of your locations?
Yes, yes. So talk a little bit about the interior specifically to the units that we have. They're all Class A, as Chris had mentioned. Every single one is, you know, gourmet bar kitchen tops with granite or quartz countertops, the tile backsplashes, stainless steel, state-of-the-art appliances, granite or quartz countertops, and framed mirrors in the bathrooms. All of our units are going to have 9-foot-plus ceilings, walk-in closets, garden tubs, full-size washer and dryer for every unit, just to give you a sense of the Class A product that we're going to provide here. So I'll walk you through a couple of the pictures that we have of the interiors of some of our units.
So are these townhouse style or flat? Or both?
We do the same unit types. Throughout both the 2, 3, and 4-story product, we use the same architect who, I'm sorry if you can't hear me, who tends to like these designs. We've designed them before and we're really comfortable with them. So they're very similar, not exact, but the pictures should be representative of what would be developed here?
They would be flats. They are flats. Yeah, they're stacked, two-story.
Yeah. It's slab on grade, too.
Correct.
Okay.
We have it in Whitestown, which is probably about 15 minutes away from the center of Indianapolis.
So that's roughly, that would be roughly market comparable to us. So two-bedroom rates would be about that.
Our two-bedroom rates are roughly on average 1,700 in our projections right here.